it was a failsafe that to make all the clinks go blind, they could.
The lights just went out. Weren't you listening? Bargee just said that she had to turn off the lights. We've been floating adrift in this strange galaxy for so long. Her power's very low.
Oh. So it's dark? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, it's dark.
It's just dark? I'm not blind?
No.
AJ, do Clint helmets not have, like, infrared? Huh? You don't have night vision in that helmet?
Oh, I do. It's fine now, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, you're in the toaster now.
AJ, we've been over this a couple of times now.
AJ, C-53's cube has been in the toaster for weeks.
Yeah, but so do I call you Mr. Toaster Man now, or
no.
Robot Toaster Man?
I would prefer C-53.
It's not a C-frame. Not to side with AJ, but...
Wow. I guess I would appreciate everyone being a little kind with me about this. This isn't easy for me.
Hey, Justin, look at the dumb toaster.
That is so lame.
I love you.
I'm feeling a little vulnerable without appendages or a face.
Yeah.
Anybody have an
asthma? Oh, Bargee, man, you sound worse and worse.
Okay. I won't be as active as I used to be.
Bargee, it's okay. We are gonna get through this, okay? Save your energy.
Take off the toaster.
No. Leave that on.
Leave that on.
Keeping the toaster on.
Well, Bargee, don't worry about us. As long as you keep just a little bit of oxygen going, you know, we're going to get through this together. And any day now, I'm sure someone will find us and pick us up.
Was that?
She okay? The dirt that's found in your body? Oh,
wow. This isn't good.
All right, everyone, crack your glow sticks.
We actually don't all have glow sticks.
We don't all have them.
Crack the glow sticks.
Oh, office!
Yeah, you gotta turn down...
Shock, man!
You gotta turn off your infrared.
Yeah.
No one else has glow sticks?
No.
We haven't been to Mononnaroo for ages.
I think these are tactical glow sticks.
Yeah, they're very bright.
Very big.
Yeah, they're both.
Yeah, they're far larger than a standard glow stick.
The glow log.
Crew, I don't want you to worry. Rolfus and I are in the middle of our 7-day staring tantric experience.
Okay.
That's what the glow stick for.
Commander Gundu, do you think we were worried you weren't doing that?
Rolfus, look me in the eye.
Yes.
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 Hey, AJ?
Yeah?
I just want to say, and I'm really proud of you for how you've handled the Rolfus, Sisu, you know, getting back together thing. I really feel like you've, you know, grown and moved past it.
I'm mind-wiping myself so much.
What?
Oh, AJ, how often are you doing that?
I mean, every time I see them together,
can't do that.
That's AJ. That's
Is that how many... you're getting through it?
Yeah.
That's perpetual.
Yeah.
What memories do you have of the last few weeks?
So I guess I remember there was the giant bean's glutes.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
It's hard to get them sculpted that way. And that's about it.
That's not good.
I probably need to mind wipe after just seeing that display. AJ, so I'm going
to
do that.
It's not a healthy way to deal with your feelings.
What's not a healthy way to do my feelings?
That's sort of what I'm getting at.
You got to stop doing that.
I'm fine. I'm sure there's no residual in fact.
Ooh, that's not good.
Ooh.
Order up.
Did somebody toast something?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Dumb toaster. Justin, your pizza bagel's ready.
That's awesome, but I'm so bored. What's something that we could do to pass the time?
Want to make out, or...
No, what? I'm kind of over that part of our relationship right now.
Okay. Ouch, but yeah, okay. I don't know what to do.
None of the data works?
There's no data.
What do we, like, do?
None of the, like, apps work.
Do you guys want to hear how, like, Mission's operations management works?
No!
Because
no!
it's pretty...
I know what we can do. I could invite you all to my home for the evening.
Captain Dar, what's wrong with your voice?
Everyone gather around. I have a plan.
Oh, Captain Dar's got a plan, everybody.
No, I'm not Captain Dar, for I am in costume.
I had noticed your captain's jacket had been replaced by something almost
far shinier.
More. Yeah.
Nermit, you may recognize this from the classic trunk of costumes I keep in my room, but...
Indeed.
Tonight, you will all be invited to my house for a party!
Wait, you've had a house the entire time?
There's a house inside of a ship? That's sick!
No, I think Dar is inviting us to sort of, you know, join them on a flight of fancy.
Yeah, I believe Dar might be inviting us to a role-playing scenario.
Dar, I don't know if I'm ready for this to be such a group thing.
No, Nermit, it's not. Sorry for the confusion. The cape tonight is because I will be playing the Countess, and you are all welcome to my mansion, for we will be celebrating the birthday of my partner, the Counter.
I'm a Counter. Oh. Dar, I'm sorry. I don't have
any
energy.
It's okay. Bargee, it's okay.
Low power Bargee is the main character?
Yeah, Bargee, of course, is playing my partner tonight. The Counter, everybody, you are all here to celebrate the birthday of the Counter. But let's hope there's not a murder.
Papa, Robot Man, Lizard Man, a moment, please.
Sure. Yeah.
So the captain's gone space crazy. We're gonna have to take over.
I think Captain Dar is trying to, you know, help us pass the time with a little bit of fun and games while we wait out this adrift in the cosmos scenario.
Well, in times of crisis or stress, some find role-playing games to be a welcome escape.
I don't like playing anybody else but myself.
Give it a shot.
Mm-mm. Only weirdos disappear into character.
Is your side over yet?
Yeah, totally. Let's play. Hey, just among us. If we ever need a mutiny, just give me the word. Mutiny.
It's that easy, AJ. Put
just
the gun away.
And I will blast my way.
It is
the worst way to announce a mutiny.
Just somebody say mutiny and I'm there.
Thank you, AJ.
Or just spell it.
Why don't you spell it?
Huh? M-O-U.
Already pretty far off.
All right, if you're done with your aside, I can hand out the rolls.
Ooh, rolls.
Oh, Dar, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be part of this in the way that you're hoping. I'm sort of pretty stationary currently.
That's all right. See, you will be playing the mayor.
Oh, all right. I'll happily assume such a role.
And here is your objective.
Okay, very good.
Nermit. You will be playing the Stroid Miner.
Great, yeah, wanted that.
And here is your objective.
Okay.
It's funny because they're usually tall and, like, big and stuff.
AJ.
Yeah?
I think you would be best as the professor. Here is your objective.
Okay.
And Plek.
Yes.
Well, I have the Fashionista left.
I have won a fashion award.
All right, well, here's your objective.
Hey, should I put my pants eye patch back on?
I wouldn't, no.
Okay.
I would like Justin to play the lifeguard.
Aw, man.
And Centurion... Ugh. Oh, the young entrepreneur.
Oh, I hate money.
Ugh. Oh, I hate saving lives from water.
Ugh. Okay, great. Now, everyone has their objective. Try and internalize that. Oh, Hark. Yes.
Yeah. My card says I'm the director.
Right.
I'm new in town, but I have a dark secret.
Oh, Hark. Please. That is only
for
you.
Are we allowed to guess the murderer yet?
No. Okay. Hark, you're just going to internalize it and let it come out naturally in conversation.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, this is perfect. And now we will take it again from the top. Welcome. I am the Countess, and you are all here for my partner, the Counter's birthday.
Just say the word and we'll mutiny. Just say the word.
Hey,
got it. One Chardonnay. So, what brings you to the dumps?
Oh, my husband left me.
Sorry to hear it.
Well, first he got this big important job, so he was barely ever around. Then I noticed he was changing. And not good changes. Next thing I knew, the whole thing imploded. And now I'm here, so I guess it's final.
What's your name, friend?
Linda. Linda Ballwheat.
Now, Linda, people come here to turn their lives around. And now, I don't want to be too forward, but I do have a recommendation. So many resolutions are about doing less of something. Why not give yourself more, Linda? More pleasure, more rest, and more time to connect with yourself and your body. You can get in the habit with Dipsy.
Oh, I don't mix space grains and space grapes.
Oh, no, sorry. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. They release new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on.
Oh, I like milquetoast men who don't transform into colossal flaming assholes.
Oh, that's a pretty specific kink, but I'm sure they have you covered. Plus, Dipsy has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself, and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off.
Well, I'll have what she's having.
Well, if you mean a free 30-day trial, you're in luck. Just head to dipsystories.com/Zix. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipseastories.com/Zix.
Wow, with deals like that, they could call this place the Fumps, not the Dumps.
Huh?
Because I put fun in there.
Dipsystories.com/Zix.
Or wait, the Bumps? I'll fist bump the Dips. No, gosh. Oh boy.
It is such a pleasure to have you all here. Please, all take the time to meet each other. You are our dearest and most respected friends.
I can't believe I got an invitation to this soiree.
Whoa.
Is this good? Is it good? Yeah.
It's really good.
Did some other lurd come aboard the ship? I don't even know who I'm talking to right now.
Sorry to keep on my mask. I gotta keep the mind dust out.
Fun.
Pleasure to meet you, fine folks.
Gasp! There's been a murder!
All right, set up a perimeter, everybody. Close it all down. Close it all down. AJ just killed somebody.
AJ, remember your character.
AJ, oh, right. The professor.
I'm a professor of literature. Everyone, secure the perimeter and everyone down on the ground.
Did they die in the water?
No!
Did I not do my job right?
No, babe, you did it.
The murder was not in the pool outside in the mansion garden. No, the murder happened here. It was my dear sweet partner, the Counter. They've been murdered.
Oh, no. The Counter was going to fund my new film.
Hark, you're nailing it. Yes, absolutely. And of course, now none of you can leave until we solve this mystery.
We gotta shoot our way out. As a professor of literature, we have to shoot our way out.
That's not what a professor of literature would ever say.
Characters are stupid. I don't know why people do them. It's just like, do your own thing.
Hey, Jay.
Some characters are stupid.
Now, no one can leave until I find out who murdered my Counter. A sob, sob cry.
Atari is a great game master.
AJ, can I just talk to you over here for a second?
Yeah, sort you
of
got it.
Along the edge of what's happening here?
Yeah, sure. We call that an aside.
Okay. You know, that's on me. I don't know the lingo.
No, you don't. You don't, Hark.
All right, AJ. I know this is perhaps not one of your standard missions, but think about this. Imagine an infiltration mission.
Am I listening?
All right. Where you're forced to pretend to play Professor...
Professor Wilford Brimley is my name.
Okay, you've been assigned the role of Professor Wilford Brimley to seamlessly merge with this party and get all the intel.
Whoa, okay, that seems different from what we're doing, but also the same. Let's do this. Let's get in character.
That's it, now you got it. Well, Professor Brimley, it was great to meet you. I'm Big Shot Director Ari Flex Obar.
Also, my secret is I'm embezzling from the university, so.
Oh, good. AJ, good.
Well, if it ain't the fashionista.
Yes, that's right.
That's a fancy shirt there.
Thank you. I designed it myself.
Wow. Well, let me dust off my hand. Nice to meet you. I'm Gart Tobago.
Wow, very cool. I am Trebus Philistere, the fashion designer to the stars.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Were you close friends of my partner, the Counter?
If by friends you mean former lovers, then... then maybe.
What?
Yikes.
We all heard that.
This seems like a big deal, right?
Trebus Philistere was porking the Counter.
Behind my back after over 160 years of blissful partnership?
Wow,
you.
That is a long marriage. Congratulations.
You would dare to come between me and the Counter?
Listen, Countess. No one loved the Counter more than me.
Whoa. Babe, are you hearing
this? I would never have laid a finger upon him. So, you know I'm innocent.
As a lifeguard named Focusrite Full Bottle, I think that's suspicious.
As a entrepreneur named Geegoggins Forklift, I also think this is a big reveal of information.
Dark great names.
Oh, thank you.
Captain Dar, I mean, Countess, I need to talk to you.
But, Professor, we need a quorum. If we get three guests to confirm suspicion, then we must learn the secrets
I just need to talk. Can you just talk to me for a second?
Okay, fine. What do you need?
Captain Dar, I really want to succeed at this mission of being in character. Therefore, I need a little bit of intel from you. Namely... what is a professor of literature? Take it word by word.
A professor is a teacher.
Oh.
A fancy teacher, yeah. And literature.
What is literature, yeah?
I guess, to put it plainly to you, books?
So I'm a teacher of books?
Yeah.
I've been playing this character wrong.
You've been playing the character?
Well, I didn't know what it was. Also, are you okay?
What do you mean?
If you're not, just like, if something's going on, if you got mind control or something weird's going on, just yell mutiny and I'll take you out. And whoever we
you'll
need to take
me out,
well, you're the
AJ,
captain,
if I yell mutiny?
Yeah, just yell mutiny and I'll do it.
Thank you, AJ, for that offer.
Thank you, Countess.
Yeah, no, give me more, yeah.
I embezzled from the university and the Counter found out.
Okay, no, too much. Let that
and he
just...
confronted me about
nope.
it.
Okay,
and we had stern words.
Well, gotta just roll this now.
Wait, that's really suspicious. I like to nominate the professor as being a possible murderer.
I'm gonna have to second that accusation.
But professor... when did you have this altercation with my lover?
A dozen yawn years ago.
Oh, so that was a while.
That was a while ago. They're not super relevant, right?
Well, it would seem that we have no quorum. We must continue to circulate.
Well, put her there, stranger. I'm Director Ariflex Obar. And boy, this has certainly thrown a wrench into my evening.
I'm Lifeguard Focusrite Fullbottle, and I'm drowning in confusion.
Gosh, I wish I knew more about the counter. But I've only just moved to town, so I'm afraid I don't know much.
Can I ask you a question? Like a question?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so like on my card, it says is murderer.
Yeah, okay, well that's... I think that means you committed the murder.
What?
Okay, and I'm going to forget that I saw that. But the idea is that you committed the murder of the counter, and so you got to act, you know, like you're trying to hide it. Does that make sense?
But, like, I never did it.
No, obviously nobody actually did the murder, but one of us has to, you know, for the story, be the murderer.
My mom always told me, like, growing up, like, literally, seriously, like, no lie, like, ass dead, she was like... You can't lie.
No, yeah.
And you're telling me, like, it's okay to lie?
Well,
in, like, certain situations in your life?
You know, within the construct of a game, I think it's fine.
Centurion!
What's up, babe?
This bro says we can lie, and it's, like, totally fine.
No, we can't lie to each other. We talked about this. We cannot lie to one another.
Yeah, don't lie to each other. You don't want to do that. I mean...
Hark, what are you doing, Uncle Hark? Like, what is up? Oh,
yeah, I know. Jeez, I'm not really good at
talking
to teenagers.
You're my rod father. Like, what is the deal?
I would never want your partner to lie to you. I'm going to go get a drink. I'm so sorry.
Hey, babe.
Yeah?
Are you the murderer?
No.
Okay.
I am no murderer.
Oh, thank you for being so ass dead with me. I appreciate that, babe.
Yeah, okay.
Alas! There's been a second murder!
Yikes!
No. Nermit, you're the one who died.
Everyone form a perimeter! Keep your hands on a swivel!
It appears that the stroid miner has been vanquished.
Rigor mortis.
Okay. Corpses don't say rigor mortis, Norman.
And I believe the last I saw speaking with the stroid miner was the fashionista.
What?
What?
Me?
Papa. Yes, explain yourself.
Yeah, friend, explain yourself. We're going to get to the bottom of this, or my name is an Ariflex Obar.
Listen, yes, I was the stroid miner's lover once.
Wait, what?
I loved him more than anyone. I would never kill him.
Wait, whose lover were you not in this room?
Yes, it's true. I've taken many lovers amongst us. For example, you, Ariflex Obar, famed director. Don't you remember that night on Scornlex 3?
It's true.
Yes. And you, Professor.
Professor Wilford Brimley to you, right?
Okay. Yes, I know. Wilford. Yes, you and I were college roommates and lovers. And you, Countess. Do you forget our relationship so quickly?
I could never... But I would like to hear it read word for word for this entire room.
Like a book.
Very well. It all began 30 cycles ago. I was a young, upstart undergrad fashionista. I found myself drawn to the irresistible charms of the bookish Wilford Brimley. Yes, we had a fling. It was brief, but tawdry.
What do you mean?
We were lovers. We loved here and there, in the stacks of the library, and in the sewing rooms of the fashion building. Loving
up and down all around.
What?
But soon enough I was discovered. Yes, discovered and brought to Hollywood, where I worked as a costume designer on the set of one auteur, none other than Ari Flex Obar. We became lovers shortly after my first day on set, and loved we did.
What?
We loved like no one has ever loved before.
Well, who could resist such a catch? Once I saw Trevis for the first time, I knew my heart was no longer my own.
But my heart was only yours for several short days until one day on location on the beaches of Gadhatu, I left you for a handsome, young, buxom, curvaceous lifeguard named Focusrite Full Bottle.
It's me.
We became lovers almost instantaneously.
Wow.
We lovered right then and there.
What
right then and there on the
mean?
Beach.
I don't think that's how it works, right?
Yes, we were lovers. I was so ashamed of our loversness that I banished myself. I took an artist's fashionista retreat to the furthest asteroid I could find. And there, I met dear deceased, sweet, simple Gart Tobago, destroyed miner. I think of all the lovers I gave my lover to.
What?
His loverness was perhaps the loveliest.
Hey, Black.
What?
Do you know... I feel kind of weird asking him this.
What is
do
it?
Do you like...
The former lover...
Do you know what...
Focusrite...
Happens?
Yes. Yes, obviously. You should know we lovered together for, years
like
at a time.
It just feels wrong when he says it.
I'm pretty sure I know basically what all of that entails.
Plek, I wrote some really juicy specifics on that card.
Yeah, but to be honest, I didn't really know what a lot of that stuff was referring to, so I just figured I'd kind of fill in my own blanks on that, which I thought worked pretty well.
Just repeating the word love over and over again.
Yeah. But it wasn't until I came here to the mansion of the Counter and Countess that I truly knew what lover the lover I the, what lovers truly love.
It's all on one card. Wow.
Yes, when I met the Counter, the jucks we gave and received to each other were of the finest quality. When we lovered upon one another, it was like birds eating in a field.
Eating?
Yes, the most accurate depiction of what, you know, lovering is. Anyway.
I'm so sorry to interrupt that rousing listicle of your lovers, but unfortunately there's been another murder.
Oh, it's me.
You're dead. So you
oh,
can't.
I'm dead now.
You're dead now.
Well, we all had our backs turned, the young cog entrepreneur has fatally met his match.
Somebody must be invisible. Form a perimeter. Keep your heads on swivels. Lock down the exits. Books.
Books.
Dearest Cynthia, hello again from your erstwhile client, Zima Master Pell. I write to you from my lush garden retreat on Zima Prime. As my literary agent, you have no doubt wondered as to my whereabouts in the aftermath of the All-Wheat's destruction. Well, worry not, Cynthia, for the hack circle remains unbroken, and I bear important news from Zima Prime. Namely, that I, Master Pell, have abandoned my novel. Yes, after more than 4,000 experimental pages and as many rejections from publishers, I hereby burn the manuscript with my fist of flame! Novels are for losers. And now I'm all about high-quality stock media. That's right. I have pivoted to video. And now, more than ever, storytellers and content creators are challenged with producing more video content at a higher quality than ever before. I can keep up with the growing demands without sacrificing my vision. With stock media from Storyblocks. With an ever-growing library that has over 1 million high-quality stock assets, including 4K HD footage, After Effects, and Premiere Pro templates. Music, images, sound effects, and more! I mean, check out this video of Master Little Boy hovering. Listen to that wicked sound effect I laid on there. Look at the glow I added. Eat it, terrible novel that I hated writing! Eat the hot dust of this amazing vid! And with Storyblocks Unlimited All Access Plan, you can get unlimited downloads of everything in the library. And get this, Cynthia, I'm not writing from my retreat. I don't even own a pencil! Those were just more high-quality immersive sound effects from Storyblocks! And my fist of flame, also a sound effect, see? This is the real thing.
Master Pell.
Yeah.
Master Pell, oh. If you are quite done with my stereo speaker system for the day, I was hoping to give this new Mononaru bootleg a spin.
Yes,
but,
yes, 1 minute, Kiorando.
Yes, very well.
You and me, Cynthia, influencers at last. Explore the library and subscribe today at storyblocks.com/zix. That's storyblocks.com/ZYXX.
All right, who's left standing? Who could be the murderer?
Well, it's definitely not me. And you can tell by the way I'm speaking in such confidence.
Not a waver. No suspicion there.
So it could be, I guess, Twiff, the Countess.
What?
Whoa.
Me? Under suspicion? My own body?
Oh, yeah, it also could be Papa.
No, I just was lovering everyone up and down.
It's weird.
It's on my card! I'm supposed to say it!
Thank you, Plague. You're doing a great job.
There's been another murder!
Oh, no!
Wait, what?
Oh, the director.
What?
May we always remember their works.
I was on the verge of directing my masterpiece.
Remaining unmurdered guests. Does anyone have an accusation as to who the murderer could be?
I formally accuse the only person in this room who I have not lovered upon. And that... What? I accuse Guy Goggins Forklift, the entrepreneur.
What? I'm dead, you dead. Dip.
Oh, what? Sorry. I mean...
Yeah, Plek, he
shit.
Died before I did.
No, okay, sorry. It was a lot of people... I accused the only...
Papa, you're embarrassing us.
Oh, no, there's been a murder!
Oh, no!
What?
How does that happen?
The lifeguard has died.
Oh, no.
All right.
Wait a minute. He has? I didn't... forget I said anything.
Wait, hold on, dick guy. Why do you say that? You went blah,
blah. No reason. I just... I was helping Justin review some of his character notes on his card, and it said he was the murderer. So I know Justin's the murderer, but I didn't let it affect my gameplay.
Wait, you lied
no,
to
of
me?
Course,
Justin!
But,
I asked you if you were the murderer. You said you weren't.
No, sorry, Justin, my handwriting is not great. This doesn't say you're a murderer. It says you're a noodler. You're great with pool noodles.
Whoa. So that means I didn't lie. Centurion, I didn't lie!
Okay, it seems like you did, but I guess you didn't. I love you, babe.
So it would appear the only one left would be the fashionista or the professor.
I have an accusation. I, Trebus Philistere, would like to formally accuse the last person any of us would think to accuse. The counter himself. Yes, the first person to die.
You dare besmirch our equal lover?
Yes, what? Yes. Yes, he was always jealous of all my previous loves and all of the ways in which I lovered into them and around them and stuff.
We're going to have a talk after this.
It only makes sense that his jealousy raged and raged, and he decided to kill every last one of my previous lovers.
But wait, if that were true, my beloved counter would have... Gasp! I've been murdered, too!
Oh, no!
Wait. So who's the captain now?
What?
The captain's still here.
No one said that word.
The only answer is that the counter is not actually dead. He faked his death and has been sneaking around this manor.
Well, 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 Treebus. Congratulations. Not only are you right, but the Stroid Miner all along was the counter.
Whoa!
My beloved! Great job, Nermit. Great reveal.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Good writing.
Thank you.
And what I must tell you is the deepest, darkest part of my backstory is that I never once...
No!
What? No!
I mean, let's not mourn too hard. He murdered almost everyone.
That's right. That's a good one.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, I guess. Yeah.
So, wait, I don't get it. If the counter was the murderer and then he died, who killed the counter?
Isn't it obvious, Papa?
No.
There's only one possibility. The possibility that everybody forgot.
What's that sound? It sounds like two pieces of bread slapping together.
Well, well, well. It seems that everyone has forgotten about the mayor.
The mayor, of course.
What?
Yeah, of course it was the mayor.
I killed the counter because I had a plan to murder everyone in town, and he beat me to it, sort of. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for Professor of Literature Wilford Brimley.
Hell yeah!
Nicely done, AJ.
AJ, you won. You figured it out. You found the murderer. That was amazing.
Yeah, I guess I did. By process of elimination. Pretty good.
Dar, this was fun, and it made sense.
Yeah, Dar, thanks for letting me be a part of the story, even though I was sort of over here in the kitchen for most of the time.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes playing pretend is the only way you can get through a hard time. Mission accomplished. Good time achieved.
Thank you, Captain Dar. In this difficult time, you know, adrift in a strange corner of a strange galaxy, you used fun to teach us about community.
You heard it! You heard the word! Mutiny, let's do it!
No,
guys.
I said community! Oh, community!
Wait, no, AJ! Pleck did not say.
Community!
Pleck didn't say mutiny. I just said it.
I heard it. Oh, no. All the hijinks ensue.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Steven Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on Maximum Fun.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster.
Doctor Who?
Yeah!
Strange planets, curious technology, and a fantastic vision of the distant future. featuring Martin Starr.
So we're going on day 14. Shuttle still hasn't come.
Aparna Nancherla.
The security system provides you with emotional security. You do the rest.
Echo Kellum.
Can you disconnect me or not?
Hari Kondabolu.
I'm staying.
From Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Jeffrey McGiver.
Could you play Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
It's The Outer Reach. Stories from beyond.
Now available for free at MaximumFun.org or anywhere you listen.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
This is perfect. Just keep rolling with it. Stay in this. What's your character's name? Your professor?
Tiddlydon Bibble. Tiddlydon. Sorry, hold on.
No.
Wilfred von Tiddly. Tibbly. No, I always do
excellent,
Tiddle.
Excellent.
Sorry. It's Wilfred Tibbly. What was it? Tibbly?
Wilfred Brimley?
Yeah, Wilfred Brimley.
Great to meet you. I'm Big Shot Director Panaflex Omar. Wait, did we already use that name?
No. I don't think so.
No. I don't think
Panaflex
so.
Panaflex?
No, but that's rad.